We're talking to Governor George C. Wallace. Governor, May 15th, 1972, Laurel, Maryland. What are your recollections of that day?
Well, my recollection is that I went out into the crowd to shake hands, and the next thing you know, I heard five rapid shots, and I knew I was hit, and I went down, and of course, I never lost consciousness, and I went to the hospital, and five-hour operation, and I fought my way back to running for governor again, and I'm doing well.
When did you first see Arthur Bremmer, or did you not
see
him at all?
I've never seen Arthur Bremmer.
No, I mean, in the crowd on that particular day.
I don't
day.
Remember seeing him in the crowd. In fact, I didn't see him. I saw him on television when he shot me. But I, you know, a crowd, a mass of people, and everybody shaking hands at one time becomes a mass of humanity. And I've never seen Arthur Bremmer to my knowledge, although pictures have been made showing him at other rallies of mine in Michigan and other places where he evidently stalked me around.
It has always been reported that when a person is dying, they see their life pass before their eyes. You were very close to death. What was going through your mind as you were lying on the ground in that shopping center?
Well, I thought I was dying. I thought I'd slowly fade away. And not my whole life passed before me, but I did wonder, would I see my wife, where about that time she was down on me. I thought about my children, you know, and I told her to tell them, you know, that goodbye, and you know, I don't want to sound sentimental, you know, and it was very difficult to describe in a few minutes, you know, because I asked God to let me live if he it was his will, and of course it was his will, and I believe I'm living today because of our faith and in God's will.
During the recuperation, when did you first start to believe that there might have been a conspiracy or something other than just Arthur Bremmer involved in your shooting?
It took me, I was in intensive care for so long, and I didn't think about a conspiracy or anything else, and hardly thought about who even shot me for a long time. I was too fighting too much to get well and to live, because you always have complications with bullet wounds, which are nasty. That is, you know, you hit insides, and you have contamination as a result of food and so forth you've eaten. And I had some problem all along with that. And so I didn't think about that myself. But as soon as I was able to think about the matter, which was not, a month later, I felt that he was not a loner.
Has anyone ever presented evidence to you that would suggest that he was not alone?
I have had evidence presented, but it's not conclusive at all, and yet the FBI and others have presented evidence that they consider conclusive that he was a loner. And I have no evidence otherwise, but I do feel that somehow or another there was something else involved other than this one man by himself. But I have no proof, and any innuendo suggestion of anyone else or any group would be highly unfair.
Is part of the feeling of, maybe the word is anxiety in this particular case, as far as the investigation is concerned, does it disturb you that that particular investigation was directed by the FBI during an extremely political period? J. Edgar Hoover had already passed from the scene, and there have been reports that the person who was ordering that investigation at that time was Charles Colson. Does that color your relaxed feeling that you would like to be able
to
say Arthur Bremmer did do it?
If I even thought that, to tell you so would be an implication that I have no proof of, and therefore all I can say is that I have no proof, and by innuendo I have confidence in the FBI. Nothing has made me feel that I couldn't be confident in them.
Have you ever met with Arthur Bremmer, or any staff member has ever met with him?
No, I've never met with Arthur Bremmer.
Do you have any desire to talk
to
him someday?
Well, I have no bitterness toward Arthur Bremmer. Arthur Bremmer, I've forgiven him. I'm living, I'm happy. I can see the sunshine and nature, and I can still perform and serve as governor of my state. And God has been good to me, and so I can still see my children and visit and be with my wife. And so I'm not bitter at anybody, and I know that even in a handicapped position, if you want to call it that, you can even do things that maybe you thought you never could do. And so I have no bitterness toward him. I've forgiven him, and I only hope that he's asked forgiveness himself.
In the book All the President's Men, it describes the way that Charles Colson directed that investigation. And there was a very serious period during when they were looking into the Arthur Bremer case. There was a 90-minute period when Arthur Bremer's apartment in Milwaukee was left wide open. It was during that 90-minute period that a reporter from the Milwaukee Sentinel newspaper found Arthur Bremer's diary. He is described on a CBS inquiry into the all the presidential assassinations and the attempt on your life, that he has never been handed a story on a silver platter like that one. There were also reports that Howard Hunt was sent to Milwaukee. He has denied it. Charles Colson has denied it. Is this part of... I'm trying to get to the points, the questions that may be in your mind about the assassination. Does it go that far, or does it end with the shots being fired in Maryland?
Well, of course, I think about all the things that you talk about and that I've read about. And I do know that the diary, in my judgment, was a diary that was, in my judgment, self-serving. I don't believe Arthur Bremer wrote it. I think that they had samples of his handwriting and some of his papers and so forth, and when they wrote the diary for him, they misspelled some of the same words he used to misspell, yet they used some words that are spelled that are hard to spell. I believe it was written by someone else and copied by Arthur Bremer. And I believe it was, like you say, it looked like to me it was handing a very good story on a silver platter. But I still cannot say that I have any knowledge or information, a proof that anyone was involved. But I think about all the matters that you've mentioned, but I have to think about them in an objective way, and to say that I have no proof, I wish someday we could get to the bottom of the matter one way or the other.
If you are unsuccessful in your bid for the presidency this year, is there a possibility that you may use your national podium and your stature to pursue the investigation not only of the attempt on your life, but the attempt and the successful attempt on the lives of Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and John Kennedy?
I do think there should be an investigation, especially into the matter of Robert Kennedy and the president, late President Kennedy, and Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, of course, I don't know where I'm all that important or not to have it investigated thoroughly, but I do think that they should investigate the attempt on my life for the purpose of trying to come to some conclusion about how these things are happening in our country, which are not good. But I will not use being known as a forum to push all of this. I'm not a member of the Congress. I would, of course, mention it and say, yes, I'm for it when someone like you ask me. But if I am not elected president, nominated and elected president, I will go back to serving 3 more years as governor of Alabama, which will be the 4th term, unprecedented in my state, including the term of my first wife, 3 for myself and 1 for my first wife.
One last question. When you were lying in the hospital and people were either sending telegrams to you, I know President Nixon arrived, there were a variety of other people that arrived at your bed or spoke to you on the telephone. Many of them were political enemies of yours. What was the feeling when
Well, I think
when
that
took place?
100% of people political enemies don't want to see them shot down. They are basically good people, and they fight each other politically, but they certainly don't want anybody to shoot them down. And I was against many people politically, but for anybody to have harmed a hair on their head would have raised my ire as much as it did theirs. And I'm glad that I appreciated them coming to me. And people ask me about Mayor Daley. Mayor Daley is not for me politically, as I know of. In fact, he's from Adlai Stevenson and not for any of the rest of them. But he called me and told me that his wife and were praying for me, and I appreciated that. That helped my morale, and that boosted me. But he was not a political enemy of mine, but those political opponents, they came to see me. I would have gone to have seen them if it had been all right, that is, they were able to see me, to let them know how disgusted I was. And I appreciate that very much. We fight each other politically, but in this country we don't think about shooting people. And that's got to stop. And this terrorist group and this murder and this law and order breakdown and spitting in policemen's face and capital punishment extended to those who are murdered by gangsters. We've got to stop that in this country and make it safe for people to walk on the street and back the police and firemen in this country.
Governor, thank you very much.